All right, Mike, I believe this is win number...
two.
Number two this year. It's kind of a seesaw season, it seems, for you. You started up... I'm going to count row three as pretty far up front. Both wins have come from the front. Not to jinx you, but next week and your pattern would be a bad week for you. How are you going to change that?
Well, we're going to take it easy. I guess next week's a big race, so we don't have to start 12th. It goes by your handicap. We'll start 12th the following race.
Is it season-long handicap or what?
Yes, I believe so.
All right, so win number two, what's it like? You still got to enjoy these things, right? A little bit of redemption from last week?
Yeah, a little bit of redemption from last week. You know, that's the thing. It's up and down. That's what I told these guys. Well, at least I helped the handicapper this week. I don't know.
You're thinking it's going to hurt your handicap for next week?
Oh, yeah, no, it will. But, no, it's been an up and down year. We finished decent when we finished, but we haven't finished that many, so that's why we're starting mid-pack.
Now, though, you've had, like I said, you've had an up and down season. You've put yourself in some sketchy situations, but that's when you're trying to win the race. You're trying to move forward. That's what's, you know, that's what's going to have to happen. But this seems like this year has been pretty... things maybe haven't gone the way that you would have hoped to for a lot of those moves.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's been up and down. You know, run them guys, you know, David there and Doyle. We run a good race. You give you room. Not like some of these guys out there. They try to block you. They cut you off, and you end up wrecking.
Less aggressive, more aggressive are the same way. What's going to put Mike Bond in victory lane next week?
Oh, you have to be really aggressive next week. We'll probably just take it easy. Let's shake out and take what we can get and bring it home in one piece.
This is one of the reasons why I haven't been over here every week.
Because of me.
Oh, I didn't say that. Still fun running for Denise?
Oh, yeah. Yep, Denise is good. She gives me everything I need. Couldn't ask for a better car owner. My guys, they bust their butts. We had some problems with warm-ups earlier. We got the car back together. Yeah, it's running pretty good.
Yeah, the problems in warm-ups, I mean, not counting the time trial heats, there are the time trial warm-ups, because you weren't too far off the track record with that.
Yeah, no, the regular warm-ups. The car found a couple problems. We had to fix in a hurry. And it always seems like it's hot and humid when we got to work on the car. We're not used to that.
At the end of last year, even 2 years ago, you were like, I don't know if I'll come back for another full season. And here you are again. What keeps bringing you back?
My car owner. I only want to run three races this year, but he said either run the whole season or don't run at all.
If you didn't race, would you see this group of people every week? So,
no, actually the biggest reason was that stupid rule they made for Classic this year. No comment.
I'm confused. No, I was talking about your pit crew and everybody here with you. If you didn't race anymore, would you still see these people every week?
Oh, yeah, most of them.
So this is part of the reason why you come back?
Oh, I come back because I enjoy racing. I don't enjoy working on the car every week, but I still enjoy driving it.
And the camaraderie.
Yeah, oh yeah. And just sometimes being amazed at some of the calls and what they're going to do next. It's just simply amazing.
As far as the track, or?
Yeah.
What is it? You said mentioned something about the Classic.
The stupid rule they got is you had to run all the races to get your starting spot for Classic. That's the only reason why a car owner wanted to run all the races. So.
You mean like the attempt to qualify each race?
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can't start better than seventh.
Finally, Mike, who do you have to thank for your 2018 season and your win tonight?
I got to thank my car owner, Denise, and other than my brother, Bob, for giving me everything I need to run. My wife for sticking up with me for all this. Long nights in the garage, and of course my crew, Mike Decare, he's in the garage with me most of the time. I really give a hats off to him, and Chippy, and Larry, and Liza Van Holtz, Kelly, just everybody that helps out on the car. I thank Ronzo for sponsoring. He's been with me a long time. Been a long season, and we just can't wait till it gets over.
You never talk about the points, but this is a good week for you. Granted, Anthony didn't finish too far behind, but if you're going to win a championship, you got to keep winning races.
Yeah, we're out of that. The chances of that are pretty slim. We're just working on stuff for Classic.